From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. A smaller version of MoDOT's cost-share program will officially come back to life in July after lawmakers put $20 million into the dormant program. By comparison, it contained $40 million before it was suspended in 2014 due to dwindling revenues. MoDOT Director Patrick McKenna admits there are more needs than $20 million can cover.
I think there will be more people dissatisfied than satisfied, but progress is being made and can be made, not on a wide scale, but certainly for any projects that get approved, local communities will be very pleased.
McKenna says he is disappointed that the Missouri House rejected raising the state's fuel tax by 6 cents a gallon. He says more work needs to be done to convince lawmakers to find more money for transportation. Missouri lawmakers took steps this year to address the growing number of drug overdoses, but healthcare advocates say that more work remains. The legislature has voted to make it easier to get medicine that counteracts opiate overdoses, but lawmakers did not advance proposals to grant legal protections for people calling 911 to report overdoses. Additionally, Missouri is still the only state without a system to track prescription drugs. Advocates have tried creating one for more than a decade, but lawmakers have resisted due to privacy concerns. That has prompted some local governments to create tracking systems of their own. Missouri mega donor Rex Sinkfield is pouring millions of dollars into political committees before the August 2nd primary and November 8th general election. Sinkfield donated more than $1.5 million on Friday to conservative political group Missouri Club for Growth. His largest donation of about $2.8 million on Friday went to the Great St. Louis Committee. Sinkfield spokesman Travis Brown says the new committee is focused on St. Louis issues. It previously received about $668,000 from another Sinkfield-backed committee that opposed city earnings taxes. Sinkfield and his wife also gave $2.5 million on Friday to Missourians for Excellence in Government. It's aimed at helping St. Louis area candidates and groups. The committee's only reported donations this year include $2,000 in March to Democratic Auditor Nicole Galloway and $1,250 given in February to a St. Louis-based builders union. A World War II veteran who says he was exposed to mustard gas experiments at a former Southwest Missouri military camp has had his disability claim denied again. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Arla Harrell's claim was denied by the Department of Veteran Affairs for the fourth time in 21 years. VA Secretary Robert McDonald was recently presented with information about chemical weapons experiments at Camp Crowder near Neosho. That appears to contradict Pentagon claims that it has no evidence of individual exposure to mustard gas there. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.